District Health Board did a needs assessment on food security for Whangarei, and they found that that there was a great need for food and that food was actually surplus and going to waste. So those two things. They approached Wonderful Five to ask us to set up Food Rescue Northland. And that's where we started in October, and we've been working since then. We started collecting and delivering food on the 4th of July. And since then, we have collected 5 tons of food. We distribute to providers like Soul Food, Food for Life, schools, churches, community groups, marae. And in this project, we are blessed with a number of partners. In terms of feeding people that are hungry, statistics for Northland are not good in terms of people that are eating healthy food. And that's why the Northland District Health Board is joining, because they want everybody to eat healthy kai. And we do too. We want them to know how to use healthy kai, now to cook it. And those are other areas that need to be worked in. But we want them to have fruit and vegetables. It's very expensive for someone on a really tight budget to afford fruit and vegetables.
We, as a team, oversee the collection and distribution of food. It's the core of what we do, how that works in practice. With our refrigerated vehicles, to ensure food safety standards are met, we collect surplus food from businesses that can't sell it, and as a way of, instead of throwing it out to waste, we collect it up, and if it's still good for consumption, then we redistribute it out to the community providers and organisations that feed their own peoples.
I think that that this project is not the only solution. It's one stopgap solution, but it's an important thing to do. It's important to do because the food is going to waste and it's contributing to greenhouse gases. The research estimated that 40% of our food in Taitukado is discarded. Now that's going into greenhouse gases and contributing to global warming. Now we've international research says if you collected all the food together that is discarded all around the world and you turned it into a country, it would be the third largest contributor to greenhouse gases. So actually, not only are we feeding people that are hungry, we're also part of saving the world.